Sheila Haman and Sam Mills, you've just given this amazing creation called Sacred Imaginations, New and Ancient Music from the Near East here in Paris, following London, and now you're off to Berlin, so just three performances. We talk a lot at the moment about Christians in the Middle East, in Syria, Iraq, being persecuted, but I understand that this particular project didn't come out of that, but actually goes back quite a long way, Sam.
Yes, it was something that we thought of about 15 years ago, and we had some friends in Russia who were concert promoters, and we sort of hatched the idea with them at that point, because we went there to play, and we'd been in Greece and playing with Armenian musicians and in Ethiopia as well. So it was a kind of idea to bring all of those things together. We finally got a green light to do it about 3 years ago, so it shows you should always plant seeds, because you never know what's going to sort of bear fruit in the long term.
The musicians come from very diverse countries. We have the Doros Quintet from Russia, extraordinary polyphonic singing from these five guys. We have an amazing singer from Lebanon called Abiyan Nimi, who's singing in Aramaic, the very old language. We often call it the language of Jesus. You've got musicians from Greece, from Ethiopia. What do they have in common, Sam?
Well, I think that the interesting thing was that they all pursue music in their own way, and it's very distinctive and individual. But the idea of the project is that everybody has a kind of consciousness of the sort of Christian music of their particular country. You know, we're talking about the Eastern Orthodox churches. Now, the thing is that we're not religious. We just like the music. You know, we love the sort of Russian polyphonic singing and this weird Ethiopian sound, like this incredible harp, which is a very unheard of instrument.
The King David's harp.
The King David's harp
from
is
Ethiopia.
Ancient, yeah. You know, it's very diverse, but these particular musicians are all people that have some consciousness of the traditions. For example, one of the Greek singers, Christos Chalkias, spent 11 years on Mount Athos, which is a famous Orthodox monastery, and you know, he really got into the sort of esoterica of Byzantine singing. And the Greek clarinet player who was there actually teaches Byzantine music to monks in Greece. But he's very secular himself. He's just an amazing musician. And Samuel Yeager, the Ethiopian pianist, his father's a preacher. So he really grew up with this Eastern Orthodox stuff. And his approach to jazz is very much based on these special Ethiopian musical scales and modes. That's his foundation, and he always refers to that in his playing. For us, it's all about the relationship of the sacred and profane. I think we don't consider the sacred to be something fixed. It's something that's always negotiated. And for us, music is sacred and imagination is sacred, which is why we call it Sacred Imaginations.
Sheila Haman, yeah. You're not a Christian. How did you work your way into this performance?
Well, I mean, it's been in development over 2 years. We found the Carolyn Christian Church They have a very sort of strong Orthodox Christianity in Kerala.
Of course, we just remind listeners that you are Anglo-Indian.
I'm British and I'm from South India as well. So Kerala's in South India. So we identified a singer from the Kerala Christian Church. So they do the liturgies in Syriac and Aramaic. So it's actually where Abir comes from. Like, she's the Syriac and Aramaic. And in Kerala, they'd have the tradition of the liturgies. But they're obviously kind of moved because they've travelled from that region to India. But it's nevertheless very, very sort of serious. So that was quite an experience, kind of going there and learning the Syriac hymns. But also, it was learning the Syriac hymns, but obviously we're kind of mixing our own musical ideas into it. So there's one song called Mariam, where it's this traditional Syriac text, but it's one of our sort of structures which Sami plays in. So we were able to sort of, you know, negotiate between our world and the Christian world a little bit. And also I use sort of bits of Gnostic texts, apocryphal texts, yeah. So like the Kerala Church is like built on the assumption that St. Thomas the Apostle went to India in AD 52, and they believe that Thomas the Apostle came there. And in the library they have these things called, you know, like the Gospel of Thomas, you know, there's a Gospel of Mary Magdalene, the Acts of John, you know, like sort of this kind of books which didn't quite make it into the Bible, but they're sort of like slightly on the periphery. So he was just incorporating some of those, getting into those kinds of things, which are quite nutty, actually. They're quite sort of bonkers, you know. So that was quite
interesting. That
appealed to you? Yeah, of course. It appeals to my bonkers sensibility. Yeah, so it was kind of mixing that with that and then finding the connections, you know, with the other musicians. Manos Achillinotopoulos from Greece is the first collaborator on this project.
Yeah, the clarinetist with whom you played years ago.
We had a 15-year relationship with him. So that when we first started this project, we went to work with Manos. Like the song Leathos, they have a mode. It's actually called Leathos in Greek, you know, which corresponds with an Indian mode. So we start like that. We sort of like find parallel modes and we try to make the sort of crossover.
What we do in the shows is we create this music and or people come and play the music that they play, but we don't really kind of explain it on stage. We just let the music play, and I think we try and let the music speak for itself, because I think it generates ideas for everybody, and it's like a kind of matrix, you know, that can just create ideas and create meanings, and it's an open process. That's what's exciting about this project for me, is it's the opposite of having a dogmatic kind of a religion thing. It's more like, say, from the point of view of being musicians, where you have to play with people and get on with people, and it's social, and that's a kind of transcendental thing for us. And so I think musicians have something to offer in that way, you know, that the way you can cooperate and find connections. What's interesting is that everybody's got a perspective on this thing, you know, and it's strange, this thing, sacred music and being mixed up with religion. You know, we're not really into religion per se, but everybody's got a relationship with that, because it's part of history, it's part of the history of civilization, and every musician has a relationship with it. And, you know, and I think that in some ways, actually, some of the religions don't really exist without the music, funnily enough. You know, all these religious things, they're very dependent on the ritual and on the sort of sense of magical otherness that music helps to create.
How do you feel that it's gone? Does it correspond to what you had in mind, Sam?
We're very happy that it happened at all, and that, you know, we got all these people together.
Yeah,
and
very ambitious.
We all got on stage and, you know, the music kind of happened. And I'm very happy that a lot of the music is collaborative and have this sort of Indian and Greek and Ethiopian musicians doing some very interesting crossover work and creating something fresh. I still think it's this kind of fresh sound, and, you know, there's a lot more that we could do with it, you know, if we get the chance.
Will there be a follow-up?
some of the music that's been created is definitely going to kind of be recorded and have a life. You know, it's too strong for us to let go of it now, you know.
It's fascinating to work with religion, you know, that's like so established and so lived in people's consciousness, you know, like, and working with these great artists, really sort of big artists, you know, who have sort of such a strong connection to the roots, is something about really exploring the human psyche, you know, and it's such a wonderful opportunity to work with so many great people.
Thank you very much, Sushila Raman and Sam Mills.